Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Trista Crick. Trista.
The GOAT.
Who you got winning the Royal Rumble tomorrow?
Oh, Goldberg.
Wow, that's a name we haven't mentioned.
What's the line? Who's the betting favorite?
I think it's Goldberg by. I think he's a +2,000.
Wow,
big underdog Goldberg.
Very good. Yep.
So we're gonna win some money on Goldberg.
Did you ever watch
still
wrestling?
Alive?
He is. He's alive. Yeah, he's alive.
Did you ever watch
Rey Mysterio Jr.? He'll show up and show out.
Well, one thing we know is Rey Mysterio won't go away. So that's probably very true. He just refuses to go away.
Bro, what are we doing here? Why are you still here? Why are you in the storyline? I waited a whole year for Dominic to turn around. That was the happiest day of my life.
Same.
Did you ever watch wrestling, though, Trista?
Yeah, early on. So I think I was probably maybe 8 through 12 when The Rock was still sort of heavy set a little bit.
Chubby Rock.
And Stone Cold was a big deal. Rey Mysterio was in the mix, obviously. I liked The Undertaker. I just liked his music. So there was a period of time when I was in elementary where wrestling was massive. Mm. Massive. And I just kind of rode with it.
Yeah,
you know?
And most normal people, you grew out of it, unlike us.
No, we did not grow out of it.
You're dressed like The Undertaker. You looks like you got all black on today.
No, I got some colorful pants. I was
Kuzma pants?
What'd you say?
Say Kuzma pants?
Yeah, they're Kuzma pants. They kind of look like Damian's sweatshirt a little bit.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, my pants look like they look exactly. My pants look exactly like my sweatshirt. So.
Oh, you got a little onesie on.
I in fact do. I almost bought. It's not a. I almost bought a. What are those things called? Jumpers.
Snuggie.
Romper.
It's not a romper. Just to be clear, it's not a romper.
Jumper.
It's not a snuggie either, bro. All right.
Jumpsuit.
Jumpsuit. That's what it was. It was too bad.
I used to have a jumpsuit. John jumpsuit.
You can get these things tailored.
I don't know. I felt like I would be, but when I say it was baggy, I mean, it was made to be clothes now, they're made to be big.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Like all of these dudes walking around with big baggy pants on with wide openings at the bottom. What are we doing?
Do you guys see Donovan Mitchell sometimes on the sidelines now that he's been hanging out with a groin injury? I'm like, these outfits, someone needs to tell him that they're just too, it's just too bunchy. There's no sleek line. And maybe that's the style, but it just isn't a good look.
And that's Tyrese. That's Tyrese's look. It's just this big, boxy, baggy look.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Not a fan. You know, I was liking the slim era.
Yep. I mean, you're a professional athlete. You probably have body fat sub 6%. You should probably show that off a little bit.
Well, what about your boy Joel, who didn't play against the Kings the other day?
First trap.
And Joel came out at the end of the game in house shoes. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
I told you guys about my Joel Embiid story, right?
Oh.
When I interviewed him in 110 degree weather.
No.
You did not.
So
we tried to make this clear. Trista's got stories about everyone. Oh, that reminds me. Text Trista about Dak.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Okay. JoJo story.
Group chat. Yeah. Put it in the group chat.
Put it in the group chat. It'll have to be a voice memo that doesn't get saved. So, so I interview him, and it's super hot out. It's the middle of the summer. There's a bunch of stuff going on. I think that Steve Nash, interestingly enough, was hosting some Bleacher Report soccer thing in down in like anywhere. So we had this event one-on-one, and he's trying to convince LeBron to come to Philly and trust the process. But it is like he's sweating through his white t-shirt. Like you can see all of Joel's body. All of like he's you can see all of it. And I'm like,
wait,
hey,
a minute.
Joel,
is he just sitting there? Like he wasn't playing or anything. He just was sitting and just sweat through his
No, shirt? he's just sweat. Yeah, he's just sitting there and sweating, pouring sweat through his white tee. And you can see, you know, Joel has a lot of positives, but I wouldn't say like his pecs are his greatest strength. Mm. And so his pecs were more like moobs. And I was like, hey, do you want us to maybe just like do the shot from collarbone up? You know, because you're sweating through your shirt. And he goes, I love my body. And I go, okay. And he goes, I'll take my shirt off. We can do this whole interview with just, what are you trying to say about my body? And I was like, I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just, you're just hot and we can see through your shirt. It's like very sweaty. It's not the best look. And then he started body rolling to Nice for What. That was when that song came out. I'm like, whatever. We'll just do the interview, Joel. And so it was a very adorable moment, but also like never forgetting it.
Was it Joel that said he used to like go catch lions when he was a kid?
Oh, that sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah,
that sounds serious. I hear the same thing. Yeah.
He said on a podcast, yeah, I used to go kill lions when I was younger. Like, I'm sorry, what? Why did you do this?
Cap.
Joel.
And that.
Joel is everybody talking about Draymond and all this other stuff. I'm waiting for the time when Joel joins Inside the NBA. Like, that's the next Charles Barkley, is Joel Embiid.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because if you think about, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, for example, he was not supposed to be in the business because as an actor because we couldn't understand what he was saying. Mm. And they took that thick Austrian accent and they turned that into, like, a comedic crutch. That could be Joel Embiid inside the NBA. Mm. He could be the Arnold of TNT. He could be a massive comedian.
Yeah. He'd be great on there.
So funny.
No
He's
shot
so
at Draymond.
Savage.
I wasn't trying to take a shot at Draymond. I think that's always overblown. Like, oh, Draymond's the next Charles. No, somebody said it. Said it perfectly.
Wait. You were in my Instagram when I said who is the most hateable person in the NBA. You, Kenny. You said Draymond.
No, I don't take it back. In that moment, just now, though, I wasn't trying to take a shot at Draymond. But like I say, people always talk about Draymond would be the next Charles Barkley. Somebody said it perfectly. Draymond is too insecure to be the next Charles Barkley. Like, he would never be the butt of a joke and, like, let it be the way Charles is. Like,
that's
Draymond
facts.
Would be, like, ready to curse somebody out over saying he's a triple single or something like that.
He's one of the most one-sided comedians, right? He can dish it, but he cannot take it. There's no self-deprecating jokes
right.
coming from Draymond.
Right.
Maybe that'll change.
Maybe.
Like, because he's like legitimately fighting for his candidacy to get into the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Maybe if he finally gets that, he'll loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe so.
Or not. Yeah. Maybe he just remains insecure for the rest of his life. And I'd argue you'd be able to understand Joel better than you can understand Shaq on most nights.
True.
So it works. It works just fine.
Kenny, tell Charles, shut the hell up. He doesn't know anything that he's talking about when it comes to this championship talk. This is only for the champions. And Charles, you don't know nothing about that. You stop. Stop, Ernie. Ernie, tell no. Ernie, no. Tell him to stop. He don't even know. Stop.
I never mind when you do that. You just always go on really long. Really long. You have any beef with the All-Star selections last night?
Oh, are you kidding me? I literally just made a video.
She was going in.
Where is De'Aaron Fox? Where is Sabonis?
De'Aaron was never, they were never going to show De'Aaron that kind of love.
Why is Zion on this list?
That's the question.
Yeah.
He had a great 29 games.
You've missed 20 games out of 49 games. We are only halfway through, and there is no Zion in sight. Mm-mm. It's not like Zion just came back either from injury, and it's like, oh, well, he'll participate in the All-Star. He's not participating in the All-Star game. You think the Pelicans, the New Orleans Pelicans, are going to let their my precious compete in the All-Star game when he hasn't even been playing any games this season?
Yeah.
No. What is this?
He's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Not come back in 2 weeks. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. So he's not playing.
And we know what his return to conditioning looks like.
Oh, no.
Longer than normal.
I sure hope not. Jeez.
Oh, man. Now, I didn't even think about that.
I will say this, though, Trista, and I play devil's advocate in this situation because I was thinking about, you know, what Marshawn said, they're chicken, you know, they're bread, all right? I'm sure there's some all-star, like, incentives in these contracts, whether it's with the NBA, whether it's with Jordan for Zion or any other endorsement he has. So if I'm the NBA, this is a situation where everybody could eat, right? We select Zion to the All-Star team. He's not going to play, but he gets the selection. He gets his you know, $500,000 extra or whatever for being All-Star selection. You get a De'Aaron Fox in there as a replacement. He also gets whatever incentive that he gets for making the All-Star team. We all know Zion's not playing. This is opportunity. Make sure he still gets, you know, his recognition. He could put that on his resume. And the guy that replaces him, maybe a De'Aaron Fox, gets the same opportunity to put that on his resume.
You know what? I don't hate that. Like when Mike Conley got in.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Lifetime Achievement Award for Mike Conley. Yeah. You know?
But here's the flaw in that. The media and players decided Zion should get in. Mm-hmm. It's not like the league went, oh, we got to put Zion in. Yeah. Like the media in the league vote. Like the media who watched the game say Zion Williamson in his 29 games deserves to be an all-star over Domantas Sabonis.
Can I get a little philosophical with you guys for a second about this? I think that's a testament to how the media members have just too much things to do. They clearly are not able to do the core part of their job, which is watch games. Mm-hmm. They just, and probably if I was to cover the NBA full time only, I would be on the West Coast 100%. Mm. If you're living on the East Coast, just you're a psycho if you're staying up to watch every West Coast game. Mm. And there's a lot of good Western Conference teams. Thankfully, you know, Denver is 1 hour later in terms of the time zone. But it's rough watching Portland. And thank God I don't have to really worry about that too much except for to watch Dame, right? But if you're trying to watch the Sacramento Kings and you're late, they're late to the party anyway, right? Mm-hmm. They're not tuning in to D'Lo and Casey. They're not hearing us say take the Kings to win the division 66-1 on November 15th, 2022.
You said it.
So – I mean, that's the date it was. And so they're not staying up till 1 a.m. to watch the Kings like us sickos. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, like me.
Well, that's why you're the GOAT. But what if there was like, and maybe there is already some type of thing like this, but what if there was like some type of all-star committee within the media where you got 10 guys that are in the East Coast, 10 guys in the middle of the country, 10 guys on the West Coast, and – you know, they can convene that way because you're right. Like, there's the majority of everybody's on the East Coast. And if it's not the Lakers, they're not paying – Lakers and the Warriors, they're not paying attention to what's going on. I mean, because so much is at stake with these guys, like I said, there are money incentives for all-star selections. There's a lot at stake for this type of stuff. Same with, like, All-NBA and all this other stuff. Maybe there should be a committee for these all-stars instead of just this broad – oh, the media votes on it. Like, put a committee together.
And I think there needs to be just more inclusion in who gets to vote, right? Like, there are people who clearly aren't watching games. Because if you're watching games, you haven't seen Zion in a while. right? Zion's not even on the top of my mind when it comes to All-Star voting, outside of the fact that, like you said, he may have a pay incentive for that. But if you're a media member, you're not thinking about Zion's pay incentive. You're thinking about the last time you watched the Pelicans, and that might have been 20 games ago.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We settled on it was Domas, Markkanen, and AD likely get those front court spots. And then
Ja, Dame,
SGA, Dame get three of the other four spots.
I think Dame and Ja were the guards. SGA's a wild card, and that leaves one more wild card.
Which, in our mind, and curious what you think, either goes to, following the Zion Williamson thing, Devin Booker, who won't play a game before coaches vote next week,
yep,
or De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Fox.
The one wild card, stick with that term, is whether they do something with CJ or not.
McCollum?
I agree with you, Tristan.
It's out there. It's not my fault.
Who's gaining steam is Ant-Man. I saw you were in a conversation.
Okay, well, dead that. De'Aaron can dead that tomorrow.
I agree.
And dead it again on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just don't think Minnesota's been good enough or watchable enough, and they've been so injured. You just can't give that to Ant Edwards. And I know why you would.
I forgot a name. Paul George.
And hell,
he missed a bunch of games too.
Yes,
but we just got done having the conversation about Zion. Though they don't care, or someone doesn't care. Maybe coaches do. Maybe coaches care.
It's like, dude, have you guys been paying attention to like who's in and who? Let's just get one to Kawhi then too. Like he's playing games too.
Oh, go check out with them Dunked On podcast guys. Yeah. They had Kawhi getting a. They had Kawhi getting in.
It's crazy.
They don't care about Lauri Markkanen. They don't care about De'Aaron Fox because they don't love hoop anymore. They don't.
They love the drama.
I said that earlier in the season, man. They don't really love hoop.
They don't love hoop anymore. It's sad.
35 games for Paul George.
Come on, man. That's not. Come on now.
23.5 point number. I'm pretty confident most of these numbers are less than De'Aaron.
I was about to say the numbers ain't. He ain't even got better numbers.
I don't think he does.
And if you look at clutch time, fourth quarter stats too, De'Aaron's been ridiculous.
Know what? Who's got the better record?
Kings.
Well, look at that. Would you look at that?
That's going to be Trista's gift for next week. She leans into the camera that way.
Yeah.
Are we talking about your Niners? Because I've done a little digging.
Let's get into that.
Oh, real quick before we do, because this won't take long.
Yep.
What was the consensus on if, what's his name, Zlatan is a bigger star than LeBron James? I say no.
So.
That was wild comment section, by the way. Oh, my God.
On TikTok, it gets even crazier.
I went straight to the comments, like, what is going on in here?
On TikTok, that video got almost 700,000 views. Damn. And it was like 50-50, Zlatan versus LeBron. And I believe that the greatest lie on the internet right now, the most egregious lie happening, is that there are people who just simply claim they don't know who LeBron James is.
Come on, man.
Like people trying to tell me that, you just can't. We just can't have a conversation.
Come on, man.
Oh, she thinks America is the only place. Or it's like, no. Like Zlatan Ibrahimovic was a star in Europe, and that's fine. Soccer's a global game, and you love Zlatan. That's great. He's a larger than life figure. But we are talking about probably a top three most famous athlete in the world. It's him, Ronaldo, and Messi. And that's it. That's if you look at social media, that's what it is. And they're just lying about LeBron's social media numbers. They're just making things up about that they don't know who he is. Like he's not an international actor as well. Like he doesn't go to these countries for Nike. He's not the biggest Nike athlete that we've seen since Jordan. What are they talking about?
It makes no sense. Like, and I'm not, this is probably like, the only thing, things matter in America. I didn't know who Zlatan was till he came to the MLS. I did not know who he was. That doesn't mean he wasn't great or wasn't famous. I was probably clearly out of the loop. I'm not saying.
Right.
But I didn't know who he was until he came to the MLS. There's no way if LeBron goes to Spain, they're like, I didn't know who LeBron was until he came to the Spain league. Nobody's saying that.
If he went to like Barcelona, played for Barcelona, people wouldn't be like, who's this? Who's this LeBron guy?
LeBron.
No one would say that. He would not be able to walk around. Zlatan could walk around many places around the world and be completely anonymous. Mm-hmm. LeBron James can walk in like maybe Nepal and be anonymous, like where they don't have internet or cable and they just know that, hey, there's some 6'8 guy I've never seen before because I don't have access to technology.
I know who Zlatan is. I do.
He could
walk from here right now. I wouldn't be like, yo.
He could walk from California to New York and no one would react to him.
Oh.
Why are soccer fans so insecure?
I don't understand.
They're like Draymond Green.
Yes.
That was unnecessary.
That was a shot.
I'm sorry, Draymond. That's not true.
But the soccer comment fans, section, you're right, is wild.
Oh, wild. I was like, I've got to see what's going on here. This video is popping. What? Oh, God, don't talk. And then you get mad. Hey, don't talk to her that way. Scroll through all. Hey, you don't know nothing. Scrolling through all of these comments. They're just absurd.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What'd you dig up on the 49ers?
Yeah, what's up with the Niners? What's up?
All right, so initially,
also, just real quick, are you good? Like, you've never had to hold the mic like this before.
Yeah, so the stand is, can't find it.
Right? Oh, no.
So I brought it with me to Sacramento, maybe, just in case I needed to record something.
Uh-oh.
Or L.A., and I don't know where the actual stand is.
You probably lost it
is.
In Buffalo.
Yeah, that
the
was
the stand
a,
got put.
A...
Oh, we didn't ask you about the trip to Buffalo.
I think I mushed it. I think I mushed them. Mm-hmm. I was there. I said I was a part of Bill's Mafia. I did have Cincinnati plus six.
Oh, well.
And that was that.
That was a hell
that
of
was
a
that.
Call.
First drive of the game, folks, and it was
a wrap.
It was nothing but night. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Buffalo and seen a game. Probably not, right?
Been to Buffalo, haven't seen a game.
Impossible to get warm. Impossible to stay warm. I had heat warmers in my shoes. Mm-hmm. I had heat warmers in my gloves. I had one of those little buffs over my face. I had a beanie. I had a Canada Goose. Mm. I had thick jeans. Nope. Could not even stay at my seat. I had to go into the concourse. Can't get warm in the concourse. their walls are open to the elements. They're Jeez. Just, it's like the wall in Game of Thrones. You're just right there. The snow's coming into the stadium.
That sounds miserable.
It sounds
And
awful.
I was like, yeah, you guys need to figure this out. You guys got a new stadium coming. We need to expedite the construction.
You stayed the whole game like that?
Well, yeah, I stayed the whole game like that. Well, I went into the little, they had a little cafe, which was not really a cafe. And there was heat lamps above me, but it's still, I mean, you had people, very dumb people, just deciding they were going to open up the door to it instead of just go in through the open entrance. And I'm like, hey, there's like 5 feet away. You don't need to open up the cold into right below the heat lamp. They didn't care. They don't know. They're drunk. But I did get to see all of Buffalo. I think the sideline reporter, Sal Capaccio, I said this to someone. I said, I think he might be the most famous person I've ever been around. Oh, like, I don't know. There was like, and I know people nationally famous, but he probably had 200 people come up to him.
Wow.
Like over and over
That's Damian
and over.
Damian Barley like, at a Kings game status.
It was like you guys. It was like you guys. Just but Damian. He was less annoyed by it, you know?
Don't believe this woman.
Don't let her do us like that. Don't let her throw a ricochet for no, like just for no reason at us.
They were coming to see you that night. Yeah, let's be real. They were coming to see you. Okay. For real this time.
Yeah.
What did you dig up on the 49ers? Yeah,
all right. So I don't know if you guys know this. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. You think about the 49ers run defense and we know it's stout, right? We know that it's the best in the business since week 9. It's sixth, but overall for the season, it's second, right? We know that. That's like, that's a thing we don't even need to contest. But if you look at it, and I was talking to Kyle, so Kyle hit me up and he said, hey, I think we're going to lose this game. If he's in the waiting room.
That's a very Kyle thing to say.
Yeah. And I said, listen though, since week 9, San Francisco not only has the sixth best rush defense, they also have the second best pass defense in terms of DVOA. But more importantly, what I think is more interesting, they have the number one passing offense since week 9 in terms of DVOA and the number two rush offense in the league, only to be outdone by the Eagles. But I don't think necessarily the Eagles are going to be able to run the ball like they do normally against, you know, guys like Dre Greenlaw and like Fred Warner and Nick Bosa, they're coming.
Yeah.
And I think the matchup actually favors y'all. And they talk about, oh, well, you know, San Francisco struggles against mobile quarterbacks. So I looked at some stats. 16 designed runs this year against the Niners. Quarterbacks only averaging 2.5 yards per carry and a negative EPA per rush. In those situations, 6 first downs and 6 tackles for a loss with the negative 0.25 EPA per rush. Like, so you're going to be able to stop Jalen Hurts, I think.
I like that.
Trista's going to work for Pro Football Focus.
This is what they make me do.
Do you know that this is what I have to do on a, this, you guys are like cotton candy for me. You guys are like, man, I love you. We can just do whatever. We can hang out. But they're like, Trista, break down who the best receiver is really on this matchup. And you're like, oh my God. So it's George Kittle.
George Kittle's the best receiver. Edward A.J. Brown?
In this matchup, I think George Kittle has the best matchup. Up against the Eagles linebackers, I think he's got the best matchup. You're going to have to go up against, you know, Bradbury. You're going to have to go up against, you know, real deal secondary,
Darius
right?
Slay,
but and Darius Slay. But I think that George Kittle is going to be a monster.
I feel good.
So here's
I feel good about this.
Here's a Pro Football Trista number I saw. The Eagles give up the least amount of yards after the catch when you go across the middle.
And that's a 49er staple right
so
there.
So I'm thinking.
In terms of yak?
Yeah, I'm thinking Debo, McCaffrey. And I guess.
Oh, I actually think you're right. I think they're they're number one in allowing yak, period.
Period.
But Niners actually fourth best at that too.
Yeah. These two teams.
So you allow a ton. Niners allow a ton of yards through the air, but not a lot of yak at all. And really a lot of, you know, short intermediate throws. I think the average is like 7.5 yards per attempt or something like that. So you'll give up a ton of yards, but obviously the scoring defense is there. But really, you're turning up the volume in times of, you know, high leverage situations. So I think this is a low scoring game. I think under 46.5 is firmly in play. And I think Christian McCaffrey's going to be able to run the ball, because the one thing that the Eagles don't do well, especially since week 9, is they're 17th in the league, which is obviously bottom half in terms of run defense.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I saw, and I think the Eagles are good. Like, I'm not here to be like, oh, they ain't played nobody. But when people talk about that defense and, you know, it's elite and all this other stuff, you go down the schedule, they haven't played any offenses that really do anything. There's a bunch of Texans and Commanders and Colts and Titans and Bears on there. The times they did play an offense that had some semblance of weapons, they gave up 33 to the Packers at the house. They gave up 40 to the Cowboys on the road. And those are really the only offense. You go back to week 1, they played the Lions. They gave up 35. But, I mean, that's really about it. You know what I mean? So I think this is the best offensive weapons they've played this year. They could shut the 49ers down, but I'm just saying, we'll see exactly what's going on with that Eagles defense.
Well, and if you look at it too, I quote tweeted this from, I believe, either a Niners report. I think it was a Niners reporter. And if you look at the Saints, they only scored 10 points against the Saints, and they're the number one DVOA and number one opponent EPA per play. Everybody else who they've gone off against, you look at the Giants, they're 29th in DVOA. They're scoring 48th against the Giants again, 35th against the 30th ranked team, 32nd in Bears, right? So this is a huge step up in class for them defensively. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a lot closer than people expect. There are a lot of people, and me at first glance was like, well, how are the Niners going to be able to keep up with the Eagles? But I honestly don't think that's like a correct take. I think the more you dig into it, I think the Eagles are actually in upset alert.
24-20 49ers.
24-20. I think it's 17-10.
Oh, wow. Okay. Who you got? I assume you got San Francisco.
Well, for you guys' sake, I'm going to take the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly, because every time, you know what I mean?
I got you. Yeah. No. I got you.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Bengals, Chiefs.
Yeah, this one's super interesting, too, because you've got a ton of line movement. It's gone from Cincinnati plus 2.5, then they were 2.5-point favorites, and now they're 2-point dogs again. So that tells me that nobody really knows what's going on. You're going to get, like, those sharp bettors betting on both sides. And I think what you're going to see is, like, Jerick McKinnon, and you guys are obviously super familiar with him. Mm-hmm. He's going to be in pass blocking, I would say, pretty much the entire time. So they're not going to run the ball at all. I think they're going to have to protect Pat Mahomes as much as they can. He's going to have to get the ball out quick. I expect a huge game for Travis Kelce. I played a parlay. It's 9 receptions, 95 or more yards, and one or more touchdowns. That's plus 400. If you think he gets 2 touchdowns, which I don't necessarily think is, I mean, he's obviously ripe for it. He got it last week. That's plus 1,000, 10-1 odds. But yeah, I think this is a scenario where Kansas City's defense is underrated since week 9. Their secondary has been good. But listen, like, we see what they did to Chris Jones last time they played. They double teamed him when they were in Kansas City territory. They single teamed him, went one-on-one with them, and then Joe Burrow just knew he had to hit screen passes, dump offs, all that, get the ball out quick before Chris Jones could even get on that ass. So that's what I think is going to happen again.
Before Chris Jones could even get on that ass. Trista
Crick.
Bet MGM.
I know I gave you guys the real stuff today.
I know. It's almost weird. It's like, oh,
I was taking notes.
This is like, this
DVOA.
This is what Trista really does. All right, you got to get to work. We appreciate you so much.
Real 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Have you heard back from our friend from Public House?
The Terror.
Who?
The Terror.
Guy from Columbia.
The mafia.
Oh, yes. He hit me just the other day. Yeah, he hit me just the other day, and he doesn't think LeBronny James is a legit D1 prospect. That was the only That was the only thing he had to say. He said LeBron James.
So the drug lord's hitting you with sports takes.
All right.
Hey.
He follows me actually on Instagram. You can see him. I think it's like JC Miami.
I'm a broadcast journalist.
I'm
just earning a paycheck.
Just trying to go home, live my life.
That's it.
Keep my life.
That's it.
Also, I like your sweatshirt. I don't want to make it sound like, you know, I didn't like the diamond jacket. I didn't. I loved it.
Oh, you loved the diamond jacket?
I loved the diamond jacket. Oh, yeah, I did.
I'm glad you did.
It was a good look.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for FaceTiming me. I had to go to Boston. We got so far without one of these.
Funny because I was thinking the same thing. We were FaceTiming Trista at 1 a.m. her time to show her the beam.
To show her the beams.
And I was, as soon as I hit FaceTime, I told Kenny, I was like, you know, I didn't even text her to warn her that we're doing, like, you don't just FaceTime people just out of nowhere. It's 1 a.m. and I forgot you. Kenny was the one who remembered. I completely forgot you were in Buffalo.
Like, dude, it's 1 a.m. She's probably in bed.
Well, I didn't think that because every time the Kings game ends, you're always tweeting about the Kings. I knew you were up.
She was going to Buffalo.
That was like, oh, she's partying with Bill's Mafia. So,
yeah. Just the way it is. Well, you guys are the best.
You
go
are
Niners
the best, indeed.
For now.
Yep.
No, actually, I'm lying. Fly Eagles, fly.
Fly Eagles, fly.
Fly Eagles, fly.
Fly Eagles, fly.
Go bump some Meek Mill.
Oh, you know it. You know what? Dreams and nightmares now until oblivion.
I haven't been able to play it all week. I'm having withdrawals. I'm definitely playing it next week.
By the way, you guys didn't smack us.
Oh, yeah. We smacked them boys.
No,
we smacked
them
boys around, Trista.
You didn't smack us. Dak threw 2 errant picks.
You could have won by one, and Dak just –
Turpin.
Dak could have given you a safety in 1-by-1. Kenny would have said that the 49ers smacked them.
It's true.
Smacked them boys. I was live betting. I had Niners minus 25. I hit.
Ugh. Well, fly Eagles fly. That's what it is to be a good friend. You know what I'm saying?
Great friend. Yes, indeed.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thanks, Trista.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.